Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In high school, you was the actually the Miami Dolphins. If we just remove the Tua situation, the Dolphins are 12 losses to 2 wins against Buffalo in their last 14.
You know what, though? At least they compete. The Jets are the real frauds in that division.
Mike McDaniels hasn't won a big game yet, and I like
him. They've won some big games.
What? Name one.
They won some big games.
They were up in the division by multiple games when December started and lost going away to Buffalo.
They won some big games under Mike McDaniel. Let's not crush him. Let's not get crazy.
In December?
Let's not get crazy here. All right, let me look at the schedule because I'm following the 49ers every single week, not the Dolphins.
I think the most significant win the Dolphins had last year over a playoff team was the Cowboys late in the year.
They beat the Cowboys.
And what did we end up learning about them Cowboys?
Let's see. Well, who else did they beat? They lost that tough game to Kansas City overseas in Germany. Remember that was a dogfight that's 21-14.
They had a streak going where they had not beaten a team over 500, which was a little skewed because they had came back against the Ravens early in the year. But they had a streak where they were like 1-25 or something like that against teams over 500.
And they had a 5-game losing streak. They made the playoffs that year, but they had lost to who's played? They lost to the Niners, lost to the Chargers, lost to the Bills by 3. 11-6. Cleveland. Not a lot of big wins.
Do you legit think Mike McDaniel is on the hot seat this year, though?
No, he just signed an extension.
Yeah,
Extension.
But also his quarterback. His quarterback.
Like, are we talking about hot seats? He just signed an extension last week.
So what?
So
what does that have to do with anything?
So wait, the Dolphins just gave him new money and he's going to be on a hot seat already?
What? It's the NFL,
he's
going to
get fired? He's going to get fired? He's going to get fired this year.
Deshaun Watson has hundreds of millions of dollars owed to him. He might get 4 weeks here.
Mike McDaniel could win 5 games this year. He's not getting fired.
I mean, that's the owner that literally tried to set up a yacht meeting with the coach to lose games so that they could tank. Well, to go get Tom Brady. There's so many things that owner's done.
There's a lot going on with Miami and Brian Flores. Brian Flores ain't no saint. We figured that out. But let me see. He literally signed an extension last week. Mike McDaniel? I could have sworn he just signed an extension. And now we're talking hot seat? It's like what we were talking about 2 weeks ago. What was that, last week? Oh, if the Niners are with the Super Bowl, heads are going to roll. Shanahan or Lynch. That's the dumbest thing I've heard in 2024.
He signed through the 2028 season on August 30th. He signed a 3-year contract extension.
Come on, he's not. Chess, I'll let you walk that one back.
What do you mean?
It's not going to be on a hot seat.
All I'm saying is that nothing would surprise me. They haven't won any big games, all right? They're a fun team. Everyone likes their personnel, but they haven't won any big games. That's all. And I look in the division right now and, you know, the Buffalo, this was supposed to be the year to knock them off and they were destroying them last night and they can't beat Buffalo.
Yeah, it's tough. They're bugaboo. We can't beat Kansas City. They can't beat Buffalo. We all have those teams.
Really quick, they are 3-8 in the last 2 years against teams that made the playoffs that year.
3-8. They're struggling against teams in the playoffs. That's fair. They just gave him an extension August 30th. So Stephen Ross is going to say, you know what? Here's a contract extension, but you're on the hot seat. Even though I'm paying you money through 2028, I'm going to fire you. That sounds like bad business.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well. Now that Tua's hurt, though, and McDaniel vouched for this guy so hard, and now his quarterback's future is potentially in jeopardy, does that make you, if you're the owner, like, you really stuck it out for this guy? We paid this guy a lot of money. Now, I don't know.
You got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
It's true, but you have Skylar Thompson.
Running backs. I mean, backups. Most backups are trash.
Yes, yes.
Most backups are trash. So, you know.
So could they draft a quarterback potentially in the first round next year?
They could.
Cam Ward staying down there? Keep Cam Ward at home.
They could.
That actually would be a lot of fun.
They could.
That would be a lot of fun.
You know?
I love how excited Loveman got.
I'd be a big Dolphins fan next year.
While we're here, their jerseys, go back to those. Like, it's just like Seattle. Go back to those. Those uniforms they were wearing last night were glorious. That logo, those helmets, everything. Like, they're just excellent uniforms. Excellent uniforms.
It's the logo for me, the Dolphin logo. With the helmet, it's perfect, isn't it? So great.
Yes.
It's an iconic logo. Like, when they changed that, I think it was like 2012 when they changed that, like, that was one of the all-time, like, logo desecrations when they changed that Miami Dolphins logo.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from the hot seat. I just had a Teddy Bridgewater quote. He was talking about the concussions and why he retired at the age 31. He basically was saying that he didn't want his kid to see him carted off on a stretcher or anything like that. And he was like, look, man, for 3 hours... I'm a football player. I get it. But I'm also Theodore Bridgewater outside of football. And I have a purpose here. I got to pull up this quote. I just had it up. Damn it. I don't know what I did with it. That sucks. But Bridgewater basically said, I retired at 31 because it just wasn't worth it for me anymore. I had a bigger purpose. So I was, you know, so we saw Chris Borland right here in our old market. Chris Borland retired after a season. We thought he was the next Patrick Willis.
Well, I think what the phrase I've been using for a long time is QOL, quality of life, and it applies to so many different things, whether it's risk versus reward, whether it's the health risk that you know for certain jobs, moving, you know, living in different areas, whatever it is, right? Like, everything that I do now, I'm factor in more quality of life. And because of certain financial things that have happened that I've, you know, done in my life, some things are easier to be able to make those decisions. There were times in my life where I didn't have any kind of, leeway, and like everything was money motivated, right? And so some of these guys can get that money and it can change their quality of life, and then they can see things in a different way, and it gives them opportunities to be able to bow out. Whereas if you ask that same person something at 20 or 21 and they're the breadwinner of an entire family and maybe they don't have that financial means, maybe their algorithm's different.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. But Bridgewater wasn't the same. We'll see what happens at all, man. This is a scary situation. And it was scary last year. We forget last year when Purdy suffered a concussion against Minnesota. They had a short week. And they were getting ready to play the Cincinnati Bengals. And Purdy didn't practice. I was like, well, they could clear him on Friday. They could clear him on Friday. Basically went through a walkthrough. Didn't practice. We thought it was going to be Sam Darnold week. And there was a lot of conversation around Brock Purdy. Oh, he shouldn't have played. Why is he playing? What's going on? Is that the reason why he threw the interceptions? Blah, blah, blah. But that's how. That's the nature of this series. I'm glad that the NFL is stepping up. Maybe not the NFL, but the doctors and the players around them are taking more of a concerted effort to really be sensitive towards concussions, not to say, oh, he suffered a concussion. He'll be back next Monday. Like, I'm glad they're taking their time and their due diligence and protecting these players and their brains to make sure that, you know, it's not going to be the last concussion suffered on the football field.
And I don't know what the answer is. Like,
there's no answer. It's a physical, violent sport. It's, you know, fast.
My cousins all play rugby at a very high level, and, you know, rugby has got less protection than the NFL. And you hear people go back and forth, which one's more violent, right? Whatever. They love playing rugby. You know, and at some point, I'm probably going to let my little guy play rugby, you know, and it's there are risks involved in it. I've told you about the kid, like, in batting practice. OK, this is BP in a batting cage. All right. Batting practice. He hit a ball. Kid hit a ball. He's in high school. It ricocheted off the one spot of the cage with a pole where there was no padding. Bounced back, gave him a concussion. Kid's been out for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen, unfortunately, in sports. The question now becomes, when you are a billion-dollar corporation, the way the Dolphins and the NFL are, where does liability step in? Where do the doctors step in? How can they mitigate this? And how can they try to insulate themselves from images like him being out cold with his hands up on the field again? Because it's not a good image.
I mean, I don't really buy into that. It's not a good image for the NFL. Man, we're going to be back watching in no time.
This is why they don't show streakers. This is why they won't show you an injury that they deem to be too gruesome.
Right, yeah, they'll cut away. They'll cut away from it,
no doubt. They don't want to highlight. Like, when you watch the red zone.
But you also want to be sensitive to the player and say, we don't want to spotlight this player in an embarrassing fashion when his bone is sticking out of his kneecap or whatnot or whatever it is, whatever gruesome leg injury that you've seen. We're going to protect the player. We're going to protect the fan. We're going to protect the viewers from having to see this. And yet, maybe there's image that goes with that. But I think it's more so just, hey, let's be sensitive to this. This is a bad injury. We want to put our prayers for the players. We don't need to put this on a loop. His family's watching. But this John Canellis on YouTube, guys, it's about Tua, not the entire game of football. I agree. This is about Tua. This is all about Tua and what he suffered in the past. And how he got down there and the way his right arm came up and his fingers were doing, I mean, his fingers were going to so many different directions. I was like, oh, boy. And he didn't slide, and you could see it happening. He didn't slide. He didn't slide. Now, may have got hit on the next place over the concussion. Who the hell knows? But it's not going to go away.
No one's saying it's going to
go away. And the NFL can only do so much to protect these players from that. And every single case study is different.
I use the seatbelt analogy, which is not a perfect one, but there was a point in time where there were no seatbelts. Seatbelts are not to eradicate all injuries in car crashes. It's to minimize them, right? And so when you're running an organization, there is this entire wing of liability and lawyers and whatnot when you're as big as the NFL are, and you realize you will never eradicate the concussions thing. You're just never going to. You're going to have guys with broken arms, legs, et cetera, all that. It's about minimizing it and regulating it and putting what I call the metaphoric seatbelts in place for the mirror protection, you know, for the optics of it, right?
If
you and I could be driving right now with seatbelts on, and we can get in, we see it every day.
No, we do.
We can get in a car crash and get very severely injured, if not pass away. But those things are in place for a variety of reasons because you're trying to regulate things and you're trying to keep people as safe as you can by minimizing it. There's no guarantees.
No, there's no guarantees at all. Same thing with football. The football has gone to great measures to provide safety. They've changed the shoulder pads. They've changed the helmets, the cages, shells face on the masks. Helmets now, face, yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
You got it. Football's trying to do everything, you know, the way they run the no huddles, giving the defense a chance to sub in their guys or whatnot. They've done everything to make sure that, hey, we ensure that this is the safest we can play this game. We could be as safe as possible. It's still going to have injuries. Guys are going to have an ankle just get caught up into the turf and twist their ankle or tear their ankle. Basketball, we see it all the time. You just never know. Injuries are going to happen, but when you have a case study like this with a guy who definitely is sensitive when it comes to head injuries and Tua Tagovailoa, and you look at his stature and the way he's moving around, yeah, you do get concerned when this concussion number 4, when it becomes concussion number 5, and it becomes concussion number 6. Altoon, we were talking about the Jets last week. Altoon, he retired. He was the first player I remember as a kid to retire due to concussions. I was like, really? Concussions? You retired? I was, 10, 12 at the time. I didn't understand what a concussion was until Steve Young started suffering concussions. And they're like, oh, he shouldn't play. Or he really shouldn't play. And after Monday Night Football against the Cardinals, he had never played again. Never played at all. The image I have of that is they went to commercial. Steve Young was asleep on the turf. Now, Bridgewater, in this quote that I had, and I lost it, but Bridgewater basically said he was out for 4 seconds. And it felt like 3 hours. Ugh. And he woke up thinking that he was at a hotel.
Yeah, I've had a couple concussions. And then not to trying to compare and contrast. They're horrible. Absolutely horrible.
We know you've had injury.
I mean.
What's the worst injury you suffered?
I don't know. Concussion was pretty bad. So, like, when we were playing high school baseball, I got one down the line. They were warming up. City College was playing before a Reardon game. And we were down the line. And somebody hit a foul ball and I didn't see it. It whapped me in the head from behind the head and I took 2 or 3 steps. I don't remember anything. And I went straight to the ground. And this is obviously the era of the 90s where it's like, get up, rub some dirt on it. You're fine. And my coach was like, you're good. And I was out there playing infield and I'm like falling all over myself. Guido talks about to this day. My hat flew off me. I had a huge welt on the back of my head where the stitches, you could see the stitches because I used to have the taper cut. Could see it on my head. I woke up the next day. I played in the game. I threw up that night. I was out for like 2 weeks of school. I was on the couch. My whole entire body was like numbed. I'm no joke, all the way down. And at the time, they were like, you're not supposed to fall asleep for more than 2 hours or something like that. And it was like, because they didn't know anything about these things. And I lied on the couch and I had to watch TV and I couldn't sleep for long periods. And it was horrible. My feet were messed up for so long. My equilibrium was messed up for so long. And then I got another one when I was a young adult. And it's like, they're the worst feeling in the world. And everyone reacts different.
No doubt. Let's go to Willa Moran. Willa Moran, what's...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.